Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, where you're tuning in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Our next guest is someone that you probably have heard about. He's been all over the place. I'm talking about Loverboy TJ. He's making his first appearance here on Conversations Live, though, to talk to us about not only his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world and also introduce his new single, On Your Mind. TJ, welcome to Conversations Live.
Welcome. Thank you, man. Thanks for having me here, Brad. How you doing, Loverboy TJ?
Doing really good, man. Glad that you could take out the time to be with us, man. As I said, I know you've been busy. You've been really all over the place. And music is something, man, that seems to come so naturally for you. And I want to kind of start the conversation there. When you think about, you know, where you are at this point in your life, you know, where you're able to be able to share your music, what has that experience been like for you? I mean, to be able to let people know what you not only can do so well, but also to be able to get your fans the music that they want from you.
It's a great experience, and I'm really touchy with that, you know, with my music, because I put a lot of work into it, a lot of dedication to it. So to get feedback that everybody likes, that's great, you know what I'm saying, and encouraging me to keep going, you know what I'm saying. And it just flowed naturally. I actually just grew up in a music household, you know what I'm saying, around my dad, who also produced records for various artists, you know, on his way up. He came up with Jive Records, Timmy Allen. You know, he produced for Aaliyah, he produced for R. Kelly, he produced for Backstreet Boys, Glenn Jones back in the days, Joe. He did a couple of nice records, you know what I'm saying? Chris Brown, he was the last thing he did. And, you know what I'm saying? So music went up around that, the musical environment, around the boards and stuff. So it was kind of like, you know, natural to me. And so
right.
I just kept it moving.
So now that you're able to create your own music, TJ, and, of course, to be able to garner your own fans, do you feel, I mean, and it's interesting that you say that, you know, you're touchy about it, because I think anybody who is serious about what they do, of course, you want to make sure that you're giving your best and that people get their best. But when you're out there sharing your music, do you also feel as though people are getting the message that you're not just another rapper, you're not just another artist, that you're someone who is serious about what you do?
Yes. Yes, I mean, you got to be touchy with it. I mean, everyone who does music should be touchy with it. You know what I'm saying? It could be funny. It's also fun. You always got to have fun with it.
Right.
But when it becomes a job, you know, it becomes more serious. You know what I'm saying? And it's fun at the same time.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm just glad to be in this position like this and to be able to present my music to people and make it, you know, feel where I come from in my creativity world.
So do you feel as though having the father that you had, as you shared, of course, you know, his own journey in music, do you think that kind of just made it inevitable that you would be in the business? But then what about the importance of being true to who you are as an artist instead of just, you know, just doing, you know, what your father did? How important was it for you to be true to yourself as an individual?
It was very important, because at the time, you know, it was a time where he wasn't there at all. You know what I'm saying? I just had to work for myself for some years on. You know what I'm saying? And I guess that's where I really, like, really took it serious at a point when I was around the age, you know, 15, 16. It was just like I had to really do this. It snapped in my head like, oh, yeah, this is what I'm doing. I got to really do it. I ain't got nobody there for me right now. So I just continue to work, and everybody seems to hard work and dedication. So I just keep working, and now I'm here today to present something to you, my new single.
Exactly. You know, and of course, you know, you talk all throughout the day with your fans on, you know, on Twitter especially. TJ, what is it like to have that instant support? Because your fans, not only are you giving them information, but they're giving you feedback, giving you love, it seems like all day, every day. So what is it like to have those people in your corner, people you've never even seen, being there to kind of give you that pat on the back and say, job well done?
I mean, besides the ones that you know, the ones that's around that you kind of know, that be around since day one that supported you and seen the growth and development. I mean, I got love for those. And then the ones that just get attached when they just appreciate the music that you're putting out, that's the excitement. I really
right.
like, I mean, you get feedback from overseas, or you get feedback from L.A. or from different places in the country or states. That's what's really exciting, and then they want you there. Those are the ones that I'm just like, oh, it's like very shocking. And that's
yeah.
the one where I really got to reach out to people, and I love to just reach out to everyone. You know, show love. That's what the Lover Boy is about.
Exactly, exactly. Well, for those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, and the radio side is going to be on just a slight delay here, but you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with Lover Boy TJ. He's here talking with us not only about where he is right now in his life with being able to share his music, but kind of how this all began. It kind of is a family affair for him with his father also being active in music, but he was sharing with us there was a point when he realized that he had to basically take a stand for himself, that no one was going to be able to do it for him. You know, I think, you know, that's interesting also, TJ, because a lot of times we live in a society where people feel as though things are owed to them. You seem to appreciate the importance of knowing that you have to work for everything that you want. Do you think that's the work ethic that's paying off for you now?
Yes, and I think everybody just has to work for yourself. I mean, everyone needs a help, some help at a time, you know what I'm saying? But You got to want it more than everybody else do. You know what I'm saying? And everybody that works with you and everybody that wants to be around you got to see it and believe in you for them to believe in. You know what I'm saying? You got to believe in yourself first.
Right.
Then they'll be like, okay, I could ride with this dude. He's real serious about this. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that also me showing my dedication in that, I have a friend, my brother Chris Brown, who's in the game. He's a high elite in the game right now. He actually shot my video, Amnesia. Y'all need to go check that out. I have a video out directed by Chris Brown called Amnesia, you know what I'm saying? And he stepped on board and actually supported and shooting the video for me, you know what I'm saying, seeing how I show improve. So I just think,
right.
you know, doing it for yourself and always keeping moving forward. You just always got to move forward regardless. And
exactly.
everybody that believes in you will jump on board, you know what I'm saying, when they see you doing it.
Exactly. You know what? And that is so true. You know, you mentioned the video for Amnesia. I want to let our listeners know, if you are listening to us online through Blog Talk, you can actually, we actually tagged TJ on Twitter. You can go to his page at the Lover Boy TJ, and you can actually find the link to his video Amnesia there on his page. We'll tell you again how to do that. The single, though, we're going to be listening to, though, TJ, is On Your Mind. Talk to us a little bit about how that single came about.
Oh, yes, On Your Mind, that song right there, that's a club bang bang. I can't wait to get a chance to present to y'all. But that song is basically about, you know, when you're doing things that when you're working, and when you put that helping hand out and you need some support, and then nobody's really there for you, and then when they see you around, you on TV, you being lynched by people, your name getting around, and, you know, you're looking a little good when they do see you, now everybody want to help you out and be there for you. Oh, hey, what's up, bro? What's up? Oh, my man. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is like, listen, now I'm on your mind, and this is what I got for you, doing unforgettable things to make you not forget me. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
the Lover Boy TJ, you know, that's how
right.
we do it.
Shout well, look,
to
well,
all the ladies listening to
that. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, TJ.
Nah, just a shout out to all the ladies listening to the Lover Boy today.
All right. So, look, so since we have you here with us, why don't you go ahead and introduce a single for us?
Yes, we're shaking. We are here live with Cyrus Webb, the Lover Boy TJ, introducing On Your Mind. Go get it. Let's do it.
Salam, Carter, à la preuve.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get it.
Peace your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn, boy, so fine. Got your girlfriend on my dick every second, every minute, every hour, every day. And she think that shit's okay, but it's not. Get the way, sucker for a Tyra Banks. Body chicks in my book, actresses like Tina Fey. I'm a star, look at my car. You can see me shine from far away. All the marks, check the time. Yep, it's time to buy the bar. Buy some fun, grab some one, and get in that cookie jar. So what I beat it up, so I went to New York. I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn, boy, you so fine. I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get it.
Peace your mind.
I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get it.
Peace your mind.
I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn, boy, so fine. I never was a puppet, always still for something. Been grinding since a youngin', I'm not doing this for nothing. Ever since I blew up, I got so many cousins. Nowadays, I'm the shit. I got everybody bugging. My phone rang, my mama called me with a bad dream. Loud scream, she told me the pastor had prayed for me to be sick. I'm having some crazy ass nightmares. This is a lot on my nightmare. How we gonna go is a mystery, as long as I make history. So when you're thinking about the best, think of me. No confusion, fusion with the rest. There's no conspiracy, no imitation, no comparison. Ever since, human elegance in your resident, beneficent. Glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn, boy, you so fine. I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get it.
Peace your mind.
I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get it.
Peace your mind.
I'm glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn, boy, you so fine.
That was Loverboy TJ with On Your Mind here on Conversations Live 92.3 FM. As I said, you guys were on a slight delay there because we didn't have the radio version, but also our good friends on blogtalkradio.com. You know, TJ, I want to talk about what you mentioned actually before we heard the single, and that was, of course, Chris Brown and you know, being supportive of you. Do you think that kind of goes back to the work ethic we were talking about earlier? Because I've always believed when you're doing the best that you can, people notice that, and people respect that, and people will be willing to step up. Do you think that's really what's manifesting itself in your life right now?
Yes, that's exactly what's going on. It's the hard work, and you know, I give it up to everybody who you know, you got to continue to put that work in, and then Everybody can see it. Yes, that's really where it comes from.
So then
it's
tell
all,
our listeners,
the
I mean,
love. It's, all,
yeah, go ahead.
It's also the love, though. It's also the love, you know. That's like my brother right there. We grew up together. It's also the love, but yeah.
But you know, I think you would agree because you're now in that place where people are now looking at you as, you know what, if Loverboy TJ can do this, that gives me hope. Now you're that role model for them. Has that been a comfortable position for you, knowing that people are looking up to you not only because of your music but because of what you're able to do because you're doing what they want to do?
Yes, I do, and I like that role sometimes, you know, for people to look up to me, you know, as a hard worker or someone who could just, you know, have the influence to say something and people could capture that quickly, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing.
Exactly.
And on a music level, for everybody to want to work with me.
Right.
Even if it's not about music, it could be on an acting tip. It could be, you know, anything. It could be an engineering tip, songwriting tip. You know, just having the opportunity for people to want to work with me is dope. That's great.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. So, TJ, let our listeners know, you know, what should they be looking forward to from you next? I know the single On Your Mind is out there. What else is going on with you?
Okay, yeah. I got the mixtape about to drop real soon for that tip for everybody that, you know, for all my lover boys and the lover girls across the town. I got that front now, feeling late about to drop, late November 21st. November 21st, I stay on the lookout for that. Loverboy TJ coming to that piff. So, that's, you know, I'm just putting a few finishing touches on it, polishing it up. I'm going to have it ready for y'all.
All right, so around November 21st, we can look for that. And tell us about Amnesia. We mentioned the video is available out there. Well, talk to us a little bit about the concept.
Okay, yeah, the Amnesia song is basically about me coming up in the game and, you know what I'm saying, also having that feeling that nobody was really, you know, capturing at first. And then, you know, just from the hard work and ethic, I came up. And you know what I'm saying, on my way up, I really don't see nobody.
Mm.
So that's where it came from, and, you know, just having fun. You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? So we have the concept Amnesia. It's a dope junk.
All right. So we definitely want our listeners to go ahead and go over. Check out the video, of course, there. Now, TJ, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and especially stay updated with the mixtape? How can they find you?
Okay. You have to hit me up on Twitter at TheLoverBoyTJ. And if you don't get the picture, you have to follow me on Instagram, LoverBoyTJ.
All right, so LoverBoyTJ is where you guys can find him there online. And so make sure you guys do check him out. And we also, as I mentioned, we also tagged LoverBoy on our Twitter page as well. So you can just click on it from our page as well and be able to find him over there. You know, man, I really appreciate you taking out the time. I know you have a lot going on right now. And, of course, we're heading to not only the time you're getting ready for the release of the mixtape, but the holiday time too. So, TJ, we appreciate you taking out the time. My last question for you, though, is this. And I mentioned this to you before we went live. There are people out there who have a dream for themselves, and for whatever reason, you know, they're wondering, you know, if this is going to work out for them, you know, if I should let this go. What advice would you give them about the importance of holding on to that dream and not letting go of it?
I would advise you to stay focused and believe in yourself. And it will come, and you strive for it, it'll come to you. Just keep working. Stay focused.
There you go. Stay focused, believe in yourself, and it'll come to you. And I think TJ is living proof of that, exactly what happens when you stay focused on the bigger picture and you don't let go of that. And TJ, man, again, congratulations to you, man. We look forward to staying in contact with you, and I hope you'll come back when the mixtape comes out. We'd love to catch our listeners back up.
All right. Yes, sir, I will.
All right, then. Again, LoverBoy TJ, everyone. LoverBoy TJ, make sure you do check him out on Twitter at TheLoverBoyTJ is where you can find him. TheLoverBoyTJ is where you can find him there on Twitter. As he mentioned, also on Instagram as well, you can find him there. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire interview in about 5 minutes after we go off the air here. For our online listeners, you can go to conversationsliveradio.com. Also, as I mentioned earlier, the link is already available on Facebook and Twitter. All you have to do is go to our page at twitter.com/CyrusWebb. That's CyrusWebb. You can click on the link there to be able to listen to the interview with TJ. Also, he's tagged there too, so you can find his page there and follow him as well. On Facebook, you can find us at facebook.com/CAWebb4. That's CAWEBB, the number 4. We actually tagged his Facebook fan page there as well, so you'll be able to find it there. We want to thank Kathy again for setting up this interview with us, and we really appreciate that and her support in working with her this year. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. I'll be back with you guys at 8 p.m. Eastern and 7 p.m. Central for our primetime edition. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.
Salam, Carter, à la preuve.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. Got your girlfriend on my dick every second, every minute, every hour, every day. And she think that shit's okay, but it's not. Get away, suck up for a Tyra Banks. Body chicks in my room, actresses like Tina Fey. I'm a star, look at my car. You can see me shine from far away. All the marks, check the time. Yep, it's time to buy the bar. Grab some fun, grab some one, and get in that cookie jar. The way I beat it up, so I went to New York. I'm just glad I'm on your mind. Glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. I'm just glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm just glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. I never was a puppet, always still for something. Been grinding since a youngin', I'm not doing this for nothing. Ever since I blew up, I got so many cousins. Nowadays, I'm the shit. I got everybody bugging. My phone rang, my mama called me with a bad dream. Loud scream, she told me the pastor had prayed for me to be sick. I'm having some crazy-ass nightmares. This is the blood on my nightmare. How we gonna go is a mystery, as long as I make history. So when you're thinking about the best, think of me. No confusion, fusion with the rest. There's no conspiracy, no imitation, no comparison. Ever since, human elegance in your resident, benevolent. Glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, you so fine. I'm glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
I'm glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. Let me schedule some time so I can get
your mind.
Glad I'm on your mind, glad I'm on your mind. When I see your girl, she be like, damn boy, so fine.